Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Pope Francis in the hospital.
He will be remaining for several days.
Did the Nashville shooter have weapons training?
The suspect was in an upper level.
Over-the-counter Narcan approved.
A step forward in trying to prevent deaths from opioid overdose.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. A respiratory infection lands Pope Francis in the hospital during the busy Lenten season. CBS's Seth Doan in Rome.
His team was reportedly pleased with the results of some of these tests. They saw a decent level of blood oxygen saturation, but he is being kept there. Of course, he is an 86-year-old man who has had health problems in the past. As a younger man, he had very severe pneumonia and had one lung removed.
Audiences canceled through Friday. Hofstra University papal expert Phyllis Sagano on the days leading up to Easter.
If he is cleared to perform or participate in the Holy Week ceremonies, he will. He, as far as I know, only has one bad knee. He had a small fracture and a torn ligament. He seems to be working more with a cane now, although he does use the wheelchair a lot.
First Lady Jill Biden expected to be among those attending a vigil in Nashville underway this hour for the six people killed in Monday's school shooting. CBS News has learned the Covenant school shooter had weapons training. Nashville Police Chief John Drake.
We believe there's been some training of being able to shoot from a higher level.
Seven California Highway Patrol officers in L.A. are charged with involuntary manslaughter in the death of a man in custody for driving under the influence.
The incident took place in March 2020.
Have a seat and provide your arm.
38-year-old Edward Bronstein, a nurse, was pulled over. He was taken to a highway patrol station where he allegedly resisted in submitting to a blood test. That's when the altercation began. As he was being held down, he struggled to get free. At one point, he could be heard saying he cannot breathe. The district attorney says the officers had a legal duty to help Bronstein. Their failure, he says, caused his death and is criminally negligent. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The FDA approves over-the-counter Narcan as a nasal spray. It's a brand of naloxone, a medication that quickly reverses the effects of opioid overdose. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
It's easy to use and works quickly. And the hope is for this to become widely available to try to curb the epidemic of opioid overdose deaths we're seeing now.
Experts say drug overdose deaths are spiking. CBS's Monica Ricks.
New research from UCLA shows drug overdose fatalities among people over 65 have quadrupled over the last two decades, many from suicides caused by prescription opioids, antidepressants, and sedatives. Experts say those numbers should force doctors to consider mental health when writing prescriptions.
Now this.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you can have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
President Biden today addressed the Summit for Democracy, the second such gathering he's held while in office. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Since he's taken office, the president has depicted a great struggle between democracies and autocracies. As he spoke virtually to fellow leaders of self-governing nations, Mr. Biden reported the tide is turning.
Autocracies of the world are getting weaker, not stronger.
He pointed to the united effort of democratic nations to support Ukraine in the Russian war, and here at home to the passage of Electoral Count Act reforms to protect the will of voters.
Our job is to keep building on our progress so we don't start heading in the wrong direction again.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
CBS's Scott McFarland reports that Senator John Fetterman is expected to return to the Senate the week of April 17.
The freshman Democratic senator from Pennsylvania has been seeking treatment for depression at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, an announcement made by his office when he entered the hospital earlier this year.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Regulators and Congress consider legislation to improve oversight of banks after the failure of Silicon Valley Bank. At a House hearing, California Congresswoman Maxine Waters asks Federal Reserve Vice Chair Michael Barr.
Did the Federal Reserve fail on that?
I think that anytime you have a bank failure like this, bank management clearly failed, supervisors failed, and our regulatory system failed.
50 years ago today, the last U.S. troops left Vietnam. The memories are still vivid for those who served there, and so are the often uncomfortable memories of coming home, as Vietnam veteran Bill McClung tells CBS News.
People protesting and people throwing, spitting, yelling at us. I experienced fellow veterans in some cases from earlier wars that were angry with us and were ashamed of us because they said we were the first generation of American veterans, military veterans who lost the war, which, by the way, we didn't.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Is made in Scotland as its new leader is sworn in.
The land of bagpipes, kilts, and craggy glens has a new leader.
I therefore declare Hamza Youssef duly elected as the Scottish National Party leader.
As leader of its biggest party, Youssef is now Scotland's first minister. At 37, its youngest ever, and he's the first Muslim to lead a major UK political party. Analyst Aisha Hazarika.
It's a big moment for Scotland, and I think it's a big moment for diversity across the UK.
The UK is increasingly diverse. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is a Hindu. His interior minister, Suella Braverman, a Christian of Indian origin. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The World Meteorological Organization Hurricane Committee retires Fiona and Ian from the rotating lists of Atlantic Tropic cyclone names because of the death and destruction they caused in Central America, the Caribbean, the U.S., and Canada. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Wednesday, March 29th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.